Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
I'm Pastor Margaret Michael.
Thanks for tuning in, and Happy New Year. I know this is the second week of a new year. Pastor Margaret and I are going to be having a conversation today. Pastor Margaret, would you like to mention what we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, well, we just have come through what we would call Epiphany. We might be a couple days late, but the Magi may have been about 2 years after Jesus' birth, yeah. So I think we're going to be okay on the calendar. And yeah, Christmas is over, but I just want to, I think it would be good to linger a little bit and really talk about Epiphany. Grayson, what would you say, what is the definition, just a simple definition of Epiphany?
Well, when God makes himself known to us, and we think of Epiphany recognizing when the Magi came, mm-hmm. and Jesus was 18 months to 2 years old, and some people, that might be a new concept to them.
Mm-hmm.
That they were kind of late to the party. Not late, but, you know, not there like when the shepherds and everything, the night of the birth. But that speaks to our own lives, to know that even though Christmas is over, we're still in the afterglow of the birth of the Messiah, and it's not too late.
Absolutely. I think that we sometimes, even in our, you know, walking around everyday lives, sometimes we'll say, I just had an epiphany. And we like, oh, I get it. Yeah. Like, I didn't, this was kind of hidden, and now I see it. And that's kind of what we're talking, it's really what we're talking about in what this story pertaining to Christ and the Magi. And so I thought it might just be good to go back and read from Matthew 2, where this idea of epiphany comes from. And we're just going to read a little bit of scripture today. And there may be some people listening that maybe their eyes have grown dim and they cannot see. We take that for granted, that we can see and we can read, but some people have lost that ability, that listen here on the podcast. So I'm just going to start. I'll read a little bit, and then I'll let you read a little bit till we get through Matthew 2, 1 through 12. The title is The Magi Visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written.
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Wow. And I think when we were going through this, the gifts sermon series, that idea that I think with Pastor Kevin that shared it, that they went back a different way because they had been changed.
Right. Yeah.
And we know that Herod didn't have Jesus' best interest at heart. And so it was a protection on Jesus and probably on the lives of the Magi as well. And so this is a beautiful picture of Jesus being presented to the Gentiles, that he didn't come just for the Jews, but he came for everyone.
Right.
And so this epiphany of even the star guiding them to him, that aha, the epiphany, aha, of, oh, I get it now.
Right.
This is the Messiah that has been long foretold and prophesied about.
And I think you're talking about the star. They had the star to guide them. Well, now we have the power of the Holy Spirit that can live in us and guide us.
Yes. And we know we're on the other side of, you know, we know the rest of the story. And to know that even the faith that it took for them to ride how far?
A thousand miles on camel.
Yes. That is commitment.
Yeah.
That is commitment. I don't know. What did 1,000 miles, like, that would take us where?
Was it Houston or was it like 1,100 miles to Houston, Texas?
Yeah, it's to Texas. We know that at least it might not all the way across Texas, but it would get us, 1,000 miles would get us to Texas. And so that's just something to consider, just what it took for them to get there. And then just to see how they were in awe and wonder and they fell down and worshiped him. And this was after the fact, right? Up to, could have been 2 years later. And so we are, you know, in the weeks after the Christmas season when we celebrate Christ's birth. And it's significant. And it's, to me, it feels so significant that because Christ has come, and not only did he come, but he gave his life as a ransom for our sin. And when we accept Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us and take up residence in our lives and to give us understanding of spiritual things. And what an epiphany they had. But I wonder, do we live in that type of wonder? Do we live looking for God to show up in our natural, everyday, walking around moments? Are we looking for epiphany of Christ? Someone said the other day, you know, when bad things happen, we have this question that we ask, why? Why did that happen? And the person that was talking to me about this said, I think the better question to ask would be, what is the purpose? Because really, I want to have an epiphany, right? Of what is the purpose, Lord, that this hardship or this thing has happened? What do you want me to learn from it? Am I off?
I
think that's really important because it is easy to ask why, but it has really impacted me to think about, Lord, what is the purpose? Why has this, you know, what is the purpose in this? Because we know that we live in a world where there's free will, and sometimes things happen just because we have free will and someone chose to do something they ought not do, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that God cannot work those things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Sometimes it can be easy to, when things are happening, to look around and go, well, if this person could, if they would have done something different, and be outward focused. But really what God cares about in this epiphany type living is that we would look inward and make sure that our heart is right. And I am not saying this in a judgmental way at all. I'm saying this even out of experience of my last year of being able to look at life happens. Life isn't perfect for any of us, but asking, Lord, what am I to see out of this? Not to be focused on anyone else, but what are you trying to do in my world, what's the epiphany that you would like for me to see and respond to instead of trying to make it about anything other than what God's doing in my life?
Yeah, and not only do we need to be looking for epiphany, but I think we need to be listening for God's voice to speak to us, because certainly they saw the star, but they heard from the Lord to follow the star to the newborn king.
Yeah, that's so true. And one of the ways that happens is if we can have some Sabbath,
right?
And I say Sabbath, we need to listen to him all the time. Like, we need to have our ears open, making time in our day. If we are walking in relationship, then there needs to be time spent, you know, listening and sharing, but then also listening, you know.
And spend time in the Word, like we read the Word.
Right. And the Word just always has a new, we can read it and still hear something new and fresh out of it when we read it again, because it is a living word.
And you were talking about things happening to us and asking the Lord not why, but what do you want me to learn from this, or how do you want to use this? And, you know, as humans in the flesh, it's hard in the moment to think that way, but we also have to have perspective when and not, like you said, not coming from a judgmental point of view.
Right.
But we can think about bad things that happen to us, but a lot of times it can be worse. It can be better maybe, but it can be worse also. So we just need to trust the Lord and take things moment by moment, day by day, and see how he wants to use this. We don't, you know, he sees the big picture. We don't see the big picture.
Right. And I can look back in my life at most any era of Margaret. And in those moments when hard things come, it is, it's hard to see God in it. You know, it's hard to see how this is, you know, because it feels sometimes personal. It might be things that I inflicted on myself or whatever. But I love, and we've talked about this on here before, it's probably been a little bit since I've spoke of it, but there's a scripture where Moses is asking to see God face to face. And, you know, God says, I'll hide you in the cleft of the rock, which is pretty significant.
Right.
And he says, and after I pass by, you can see me from behind.
Right.
And a lot of times these hard things that come into our lives, there are a lot of times we could ask why, you know, and what is the purpose, and still not know. But then when we get on the other side of that, looking back and seeing that God was all over it, it might not have felt like that in the moment, but hindsight, just like God had said to Moses, like that hindsight of after we get through that time in our lives, look back and go, wow, God was in it. And I've asked this question of myself, and I've asked it of other people as I've walked with them over the years. Would you want to be the person you was before that thing happened? That thing that felt hard and was uncomfortable. And because I can look back at most of the hard things in my life and go, I would never want to be the person I was before. Because even in that hard, God allows that to shape us if we'll let him. Those are some of the harder moments in life are really where I seek God more than if everything's going okay.
Right. Yeah.
And I am grateful that we have a God that allows us to experience some things, as hard as that is to say, because he sanctifies us in the midst of it. Because scripture says we are but filthy rags without Christ, without what he's done for us. And we can trust him even in the tough times. Ephesians 3 is beautiful. I could read all that today too, but he has things planned for us that we've never thought of or imagined. And he came not just so that we could have this easy life in Christ. It's kind of the opposite, you know. He told us that we'll struggle,
we will have in this life, we will have suffering,
and
trials.
So here we are, we're going into a new year, we're a few days into it now, and we're talking about Epiphany. And usually there's something that we don't understand there has to be something we don't understand to have an epiphany.
Right.
If we knew it all, we would never have an epiphany.
Right.
And so I guess my heart is in this, as we go into this year, that we would live in a way that no matter what comes, that we would want to see Christ in it. What is the purpose, Lord? Like taking that to Him and growing deeper in faith, and as God gives us understanding of things that maybe we didn't understand before.
Right. And Pastor Margaret, as you were talking about Moses asking to see the Lord, and he said he would hide in the cleft of the rock, and when he passed by, he would be able to see him from behind. Well, sometimes we might not feel like we can see him or feel his presence, but in those times, he's asking us to trust him.
Right.
And the flip side is he's trusting us with suffering.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's asking us to trust him even though we can't see maybe how a certain situation is going to work out or why this situation is happening to us.
Right.
But he is also trusting us with this suffering or this hard time or whatever it is we're dealing with in life.
You know, we're in a new year, and we don't know all the joys or the sorrows, but we know we live in a world where that is all, that's a part of this journey. And I have to, I'll back up and say, at Celebrate Recovery, they laugh at me because I have some sayings that I sometimes say, like, you know, sometimes I have stinking thinking.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when I get in my own way. That's when I allow my, another one is, you know, how many times you'll go around this mountain and fall in the same hole type of thing. Like, we have these thought patterns, might not all be the same, but all of us, the enemy wants to do that to each one of us to bring discouragement. And so staying in the Word is so important for me to keep an attitude of gratitude and this idea of looking for Jesus in everything, you know, looking for Him, like, how are you going to show up today in my life? Like, that's the kind of, that's the attitude and the epiphany living that I want to have is, I want to be able to become as a little child, you know, and have that idea. And I know you want to say something before I lose this thought. I wanted to get the shirt, Tonight We Ride, and it's the three camels, wise men, the magi on three camels. I think that is the coolest T-shirt, Tonight We Ride. And there's such an adventure in that, and there is there's faith in that. There's so much in that idea of, and just Google it if you are on the internet. You can find the T-shirt. And I wanted that before your dad preached. I'd already had it in my inbox or in the checkout in my cart. I love that because it speaks of faith. Like, they were going on a journey to find the Messiah. And if I could keep that mindset every day, that when I wake up, this is an opportunity. Today we ride.
Right.
You know, today is the day that we can look for Christ in the mundane, in the natural, in the hardship, in the joy. Like, He wants to meet us in all of that.
Yeah, and two things that you mentioned that stuck out to me and kind of go together is, you know, you talked about, well, the Bible says, unless we become as a little child, we won't enter the kingdom of heaven. And that's childlike faith.
Right.
You know, the Magi had childlike faith by saying, tonight we'll ride, you know, that following the star, they didn't know where the star was going to lead. I mean, you know, the Lord told them, but still, that, you know,
yeah,
I don't think we totally know, like, what, you know, we talked about 1,000 miles on camel. You don't just up and decide, I'm going to follow this star, not knowing where it's going to lead.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to know that Christ does draw us.
Yeah.
It's not like we have to go out and search for it. It's right within us. I'm thinking about back before Christmas, I had the honor of sitting down with someone who's really struggled over the years and has recently came to faith in Christ. And we were just sitting by the stove keeping warm. There was a couple of us there in the room, and they made a comment. They said, you know, I have a weak faith. And I'm like, something about that just does not, it just didn't settle with me. Weak faith? And so after they finished sharing, I said, I just want to go back. I want to go back to what you said. Now, mind you, I am sitting on a metal folding chair. I am, like, the setting is very humble. It's a very humble setting. It's holy ground because this person is just desiring every moment. He's looking for epiphany. He is sold out. And I said, you spoke of a weak faith, and I want to suggest to you that if you have a mustard seed of faith, like, that is amazing. I said, I don't think your faith is near as weak as you think it is, because I'm sitting here inspired by your faith. And he just gets tears rolling down his cheeks and had a little hard time talking. And he reaches over and he picks up his Bible and he hands it to me, and it's in a case, and hanging off of that case was a mustard seed in a little glass. And he said, someone gave me this just last week. Wow. Now, epiphany? Yeah. Yes. In the mundane, in this person's life who feels like their faith is so weak that Jesus probably don't even know where they're at, he worked in that moment to help that person realize, Jesus worked in that moment to help that person realize that he's in the details of his life. It was an epiphany for him that if he just has a mustard seed of faith, that's enough, right?
Yeah. Weak faith is better than no faith.
Yeah, and but faith?
But God can take that mustard seed and he can, you know, it says if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, he can move mountains.
Right. So that's, I'm not sure that's weak.
Right.
The weak piece of that, like, he felt like it was weak. But if we have faith, we have faith.
Right.
It's not weak because it's not, it's something that Jesus is doing in us. It's not us that's
right.
doing that, right?
It's not about us.
It's not about us. I share that story to help encourage us, because when I wasn't sure, can I talk to him and tell him his faith isn't weak? Like, but yes, I can. I can encourage him that if he has a mustard seed, faith the size of a mustard seed, that's enough. And the fact that someone had given him a mustard seed the very week prior to that, for him to have that context of what a mustard right. seed is, that is, only God right. can do that. Those are the things I'm saying in this year of Epiphany. And I'm just going to call it a year of Epiphany, because I think we need to seek and help others to realize that God sees us. It's not lost on God where we are, but he sees us in whatever circumstances we're in, and he cares enough to show up and to give revelation and epiphany to grow our faith. It's not for our glory, or it's all for the glory of God. Right. It's not for us, but God uses that as a conduit to grow others' faith and in turn grow our own.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure many of us are surrounded by people that are lost or struggling or going through hard times. And it might feel hopeless. It might feel like, well, I can't do anything for them. But, you know, we can encourage them, but we can also pray for them.
Absolutely.
And give them to the Lord and let him speak to how we're supposed to encourage them, or how we're supposed to, like you said, if we are strengthened and working on our faith, because if we have a weak faith, so to speak, you know, we want to make sure that our faith in him is strong, so that others that maybe come to us in their time of need, that we can help them and point them to Christ and point them to God, that is ultimately where we find our hope and where we find our trust and where our faith comes in and what our faith is in.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing I would say is some days, you know, some days there's an old, I think it's a country song, some days you're the windshield, some days you're the bug. And some days we may feel like our faith is strong, and we ourselves may have a day where we don't feel so strong in our own faith. And it is coming into a community where we're willing to say, hey, I'm struggling today,
right.
and allowing people around us to be that for us too. It's I can tell you that my faith was built up that day for sitting with someone who thought their faith was, air quotes, weak faith.
Yeah.
It strengthened my own faith. And so it is vulnerable. It's putting ourselves out there. But if there was ever a time where we need to be light and allow others around us to be light to us if we need it, there's for such a time as this.
Lifting each other up in the body of Christ, because we all need, obviously our help comes from the Lord, but he's provided us people around us that can lift us up, because we all have those times where we need to be lifted up, where we feel like we can't lift our hands.
Right.
You know, like Aaron and the other priests were holding Moses' arms
up when
they got tired.
That's right. And we have to have enough vulnerability and accountability on either side of that, whether it's to lean in and to help someone else, or to say, hey, I'm struggling. And it's okay to say that, because we need that community, and it is sometimes can help others for us to, you know, we're all human. I'll
right.
just say that.
Yeah.
We're all human, and we all have struggles. No one on this earth has arrived. And we have seasons in our lives, just like the seasons of the four seasons that we have. And they're not all the same.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that God is not the God of all of that. But it does help when we can be in a community, whether it's a life group, whatever that looks like, to have a place to be vulnerable and allow people to pray for us and us to pray for others.
Right. Well, Pastor Margaret, this has been a great conversation today. I know it's brought me hope, so I pray those that have listened that it's brought you hope also.
That's right, yep. And I pray that you all have a year filled with epiphanies.
Yes. Well, thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I pray that as you've heard Pastor Margaret and I talk today about Epiphany and the new year, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.